This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Jared Remy will spend the rest of his life in prison. In a highly unusual move, Remy, the son of Red Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy, headed off a trial by pleading guilty yesterday to murder in the first degree for killing his fiancée, Jennifer Martell, in Waltham last summer. What makes the story even more tragic is that the Middlesex County District Attorney is now acknowledging her office mishandled Remy, who could have been in custody on the day of the murder, instead of being free. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
This is the sound of Jared Remy talking to a 911 operator 2 days before Jennifer Martell was killed.
Yes, my girlfriend's next door at our friend's house, and I don't want my daughter over there.
Remy was calling after a domestic dispute with Martell, stemming from her desire to take their 4-year-old daughter to a neighbor's to watch TV. Later in the conversation, Martell takes the phone from Remy and addresses the operator herself.
You state that he slammed your face against the mirror.
That night, August 13, 2013, would end with Remy arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. But the next day, despite a history of violence towards women, Remy was allowed to walk free on personal recognizance. 2 days later, that same neighbor, Christina Hill, watched in horror as Remy slit Martell's throat on their back porch, knocked her unconscious, and stabbed her repeatedly.
And I think about how stupid I was, how I could have done so much more to help her, to get him off. But the panic and the terror got to my head, and I couldn't think straight. And I wonder if she knows that I failed her.
In the days after the murder, criticism mounted against Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan for letting Remy go. An independent review commissioned and released by Ryan says her office either overlooked critical information or did not give it enough weight. The report's authors call the failure by prosecutors to request a supervisor's input, quote, striking. Ryan, in a statement, says she accepts the findings and has implemented new rules requiring a second opinion on any bail recommendations for a domestic violence case, but she declined to comment further. Still, Remy's attorney, Edward Ryan, does not blame the courts or the prosecutor.
A good assistant district attorney did what he or she, and I don't even know who it is, thought best that morning on August 13th, and a judge followed the law.
Ryan says it's not the court's job to prevent future crimes, but to handle the crimes brought before it.
The courts are not empowered to do that. We don't live in Massachusetts, in a state where we have preventative detention. When you detain somebody for what you think they might do, as opposed to what they did do.
In court yesterday, Remy took responsibility for his crimes, the murder of his fiancée, Jennifer Martell. He apologized, calling Martell an angel who straightened him out. But he says drug addiction got the better of him, along with threats from Martell herself.
I would like you to know that I always told Jen she could leave, but do not threaten me with my daughter. That night, Jen had a knife in her hand and threatened me with my daughter. So I killed her.
Martell's family, in a statement, says they hope other families will learn from their case to recognize signs of domestic violence. Remy's family says they remain heartbroken over Martell's death and that they now want to focus on their grandchildren. Remy and Martell's daughter has been placed into custody with Martell's brother, Brian, and his wife. The Remys will have visitation rights. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.